Hello, this is Jonathan Marks for PCJ Online, just about to push the button on another programme from the media network Vintage Radio Archives.
By shortwave, cable and satellite, this is the Dutch International Service.
In het volgende half uur kunt je luisteren naar Media Network, een programma over radiostations uit de hele wereld.
De uitzending wordt gemaakt door Jonathan Marks.
Indeed, it's Jonathan Marks with Media Network. Welcome to the last day of my holiday. I'm not in Hilversum for the first part of the show. In fact, if you recognise that music, you know already where I've been over the last 2 weeks. In fact, Swiss Radio International doesn't have a monopoly on the name game. We're going to play it right now. If you can work out where I've been from the clues in the next 8 minutes or so, then you'll qualify for one of three satellite books that we're giving away, together with some Radio Netherlands goodies, at the end of October. Looking out of the chalet window, I can just see the highest point of this country, which in fact has just been raised by a few metres due to some building work. They've built a labyrinth as a tourist attraction. The highest point now stands at 324.5 metres. The neighbouring countries can boast much higher mountains, of course, but people around here are quite pleased with that figure of 324.5. I am too, because it's nice to see a few hills again. And sitting on top of one, you can hear FM signals much better than down there in the valleys. 100 years ago, there were four countries whose borders met not far away from here. There was a country called Moresnet, governed jointly by a Dutch and a Prussian commissioner between 1821 and 1918. After the First World War, it was absorbed by the Kingdom of Belgium. These days, by tuning the dial, you can get about 34 stations on FM, with broadcasts originating from eight different countries. Let's do a bit of a band scan. What's coming in, let's say, from the southwest, way to the southwest? From Paris.
C'est Formule 4 étoiles et on va vous donner maintenant les résultats. Tout d'abord, attribuer le compact disque à Nathalie Tonka qui habite au Lieu Saint-Lambert.
Also from the south on 97 MHz, a bit nearer to me, a German external service that's making money.
Ah, schön in San Francisco. Nur sind wir hier. Fürchtet euch nicht, ich bin es wirklich. Gehen gemeinsam in den Feierabend hier bei RTL, Ihrem Multisender. Sie hören uns auf UKW 88,9, 93,3 und 97 MHz. Hätten Sie es gedacht? Hey, schön, mit den besten Oldies der 15, 16, 17 Jahre natürlich. Auch noch mit dem Sommerfest des Tages, Tuin war in unserem Spiel und dem Regionaltelegramm. Und hier haben wir Johnny Ace und How Long.
I can also hear that on 1440 kHz medium wave, but this is the national language that they speak.
Kings mat Lola. A wem sus Beatles zu brav, de Cliff Richard zu seis und Rolling Stones nicht viel genug wären, die kann sich mit de Kings geckig machen, da das mal an der Zeit so gesucht ging. Und ich meine, sie gehen nur nach Haut gerne gelauscht hat. Kings, die Gruppe, die 1964 mit You Really Got Me eng echte Kehr Gruse rauskommen. Die Lauscher der RTL Radio Lützburg mit dem Summer Express bis 5 Uhr am Beginn an die 3 Stunden von unserer heutigen Emission hat das Mikro als der Felix Eichen.
What a day for a daydream. Daydreaming in Luxembourgish on 92.5 MHz. If I turn the antenna round to the west, in come the Americans on 89.2.
Take the time to listen to what those around you have to say. It just might be important.
This is AFM.
It's 10 o'clock in Central Europe.
AP Network News, I'm Chuck Rice. Prosecutors say they...
This is the most unique weather forecast in Europe as well. Listen to those Fahrenheit temperatures.
Tomorrow it'll be mostly cloudy with occasional rain and thunderstorms throughout Germany and the Benelux. Highs will range from the mid-60s north to the upper 70s south. Croatia will be mostly cloudy with highs in the low 80s. Down in Macedonia, fair weather continues with highs near 90. And in Central Africa, it'll be mostly cloudy again with afternoon showers. Highs will be in the mid-90s north and in the upper 70s south. That's the weather. I'm Air Force Sergeant Debbie Swan.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Right in Europe, you can find Rush Limbaugh on the dial as well, with much better reception on the relay via shortwave from WRNO, New Orleans, because that station's off the air.
Here we are, back and at 'em in the kitchen. Rush Limbaugh turning up the heat. It's the Excellence in Broadcasting Network, another excursion into broadcast excellence. Dead ahead, in your face, and we'd like to say hello to all those at Guantanamo Bay tuning in on the Armed Forces Radio Network. And not only those at Guantanamo Bay, but all of those uniformed men and women serving America all over the world.
And then from the north comes a Radio 2 service on 92.2 megahertz.
En tot zover het Radio 2 nieuws.
Radio 2 CD.
But there's also a Radio 2 service coming in from the west on 97.8 megahertz.
Het is 4 minuten over 7:30. Limbroe vandaag wenst je een heel goede morgen.
Yes, and Brussels booms in here in Flemish and in French.
En Seat, la vie est plus cool. Installez-vous en Seat.
Radio Unafo Matin, il est 7h39 dans cette demi-heure. Bien évidemment, le point de l'actualité, le rappel des titres, c'est également notre jeu à rester sur image et des nouveautés musicales.
And you can hear Brussels in German. Remember, there's a part of Belgium where they speak German. Quite difficult to make programs because the announcers at the BRF broadcast from Brussels, where most people don't speak that language.
Karten gibt es im Vorverkauf im Sportcenter Heinen, Telefon 080 34 91 65.
Belgischer Rundfunk. 8 Uhr, Sie hören Nachrichten. Redakteur im Studio, Frederik Schunk. Guten Morgen, meine Damen und Herren.
And talking of the German language, let's switch the FM antenna around towards the east.
WDR 2, das Morgenmagazin, heute mit Gisela Marx und Ralf Siener.
No relation, I think. Now, what's next?
Be it morning, noon, or night, BFBS brings you the very best in music, news, and information. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. BFBS, Action, Action. Action Radio.
Morning, Fonzie.
Ah, morning, Major.
BFBS Germany on 93.6 megahertz, while on 101.3, they're shouting at the studio. In many countries, you don't play around with the national anthem as a mark of respect, but in Germany, it turns up in the commercials.
Zum Sendeschluss die Nationalhymne.
Es gibt ein Leben nach Sendeschluss. TV-Spielfilm präsentiert. Sommerhits, Kinohits, TV-Hits auf CD oder MC.
TV-Spielfilm-Hits für ein Leben nach Sendeschluss. Exklusiv mit All for One.
You can hear broadcasts from Canada in this region, thanks to the forces station CFNB to the north of here. And back to the east again, two commercial stations, like this one.
Eins. Null. Sieben.
And so to the station at the top of the dial, 107.8.
Antenne AC, Nachrichten. Mit Jochen Fischer.
Verfassungsstreit, Vermittlungsausschuss tagt in Bonn.
So that's what's on the radio. All you have to do is work out where I'm listening. I can tell you that the name of the town is taken from the Latin valles, which means valley. And as you can hear, there's a marvellous mixture of languages in this region of Europe. You can't really say there's a separate local language, even though it differs quite strongly from languages like German or Dutch. But the dialect never developed into a completely separate language, because over the centuries the borders moved so often that the language development was fragmented. The local station puts out programmes in dialect, though, on a Saturday morning.
Hallo, Maastricht! Bataille incognito! Robins actualiteit! Dat houdt er nu niet moeten doen. Maastricht, mijn laatste woord zal hij aan me zien. De gezetten al bijgelezen na de vakantietijd.
So that must be pretty easy. So where did I spend my holiday this last couple of weeks? If you think you know, you can call the answer line right now. The number is 31 for the Netherlands, then 35724222. Or you can fax us on 724352. Or simply write to us. The address is Guess the Location, Media Network, Radio Netherlands, P.O. Box 222, 1200 JG, Hilversum, the Netherlands. That's Guess the Location, Media Network, Radio Netherlands, P.O. Box 222, 1200 JG, Hilversum, the Netherlands. Don't forget your name and address, and we'd also like to know how long you've been listening to this weekly communications programme. Your entry must be postmarked by September the 15th. Right, now to the phones, and for that, back to Hilversum.
Media Network. Phone scan.
Hello, Jonathan. Here's Julius Hermans with an item for Media Network. September the 1st, a new medium wave station started broadcasting. The station is called Country 1035 and is broadcasting 24 hours a day country and western music to the London area on medium wave 1035, the old Radio Kent frequency. The station is now entering the tough competition for the London listeners, as over 20 stations are already broadcasting in and to the London area.
Hello, Jonathan. This is Tiok Cheng An calling from Singapore. I thought I'd just call to say how much I enjoy your program, and I'm a blind listener. I got a few problems with my receiver that I purchased some time ago. The Sony ICS-77, some problem with the chip, unable to memorize the stations required, the number of stations that is. And I also purchased the SW-100. The output is too high. Can you tell me more about this, please?
Well, partly. The first batch of the Sony ICF-SW-77 did have problems with the memory capacity. The radio says it's full and can't take any more stations long before the memories should be full. And we'd need more details as to what you mean about the output on the SW-100 being too high. It is difficult to do proper diagnostics from the other side of the world, but I'm very glad you called us. I suggest you take the radios back to the shop where you bought them. Now to Canada.
Hello there, Jonathan. This is Colin Miller from Sarnia, Ontario, in Canada. The latest news from Transworld Radio Swaziland is that they have just installed a 50-kilowatt shortwave transmitter relocated from Bonaire. It carries English at 1700 UTC on 7120 kilohertz, so they now have two 100-kilowatt, one 50-kilowatt, and two 25-kilowatt shortwave transmitters, as well as the medium-wave transmitter of 50 kilowatts. The station has also received approval from the Ministry of Broadcasting for an FM license, and Siswati language programs will start later this year. And they're also raising funds in the Swazi churches to purchase an HCJB-built transmitter to be set up in Manzini with a slave in Mbabane.
Colin, thanks for the call. Quick update now on Rwanda. The station Radio Gatashia is now operating on a regular basis down there. Wolf Herrent, my colleague at Radio Austria International, managed to get through to Philip Dahinton, one of the Swiss journalists in charge of the operation there in Bukavu, who's running the station. So what's it like down there?
We have gefunden und gekauft, ein, wie kann man sagen, Container. Das heißt in Europa...
Philip says they're operating from a studio built inside a large container or porter cabin. Their shortwave frequency is 6120 kHz, as well as operating on FM. And they're doing their best to provide health and welfare information to the Rwandan refugees. The facilities are quite modest, and in fact all have to fit into the back of a truck. The biggest problem is that although people can find radios, batteries are in extremely short supply. So people listen in groups and spread information by word of mouth. Power is also a problem, preventing the early return of the Deutsche Welle relay station at Kigali. Peter Zenger is head of the High Frequency Division at Deutsche Welle in Cologne. And before we came on the air, I asked him to update us on what's happening in Rwanda. Is the station off the air completely?
No, the station is not off the air. We are broadcasting for Radio Rwanda daily 9.5 hours on shortwave with a 20 kilowatt transmitter of Radio Rwanda, which is located at our station.
What's the frequency?
The frequency is the old Radio Rwanda frequency 6055, and it is meant for coverage of the country and the neighbor countries.
But 20 kilowatts isn't very much, is there? Is there a power problem?
Well, of course, there's a power problem for the whole country and also for the capital. And the power comes at the moment from a small standby generator we have at our station, and we get the fuel supplied by Radio Rwanda.
So what's the situation at the transmitter site itself? Was it destroyed in the fighting?
No, not at all. We got some information end of July already from a TV team who was there, and it showed that the installation, the technical installation, is untouched. But, of course, the houses of our African and German staff had been disturbed or damaged. And then we sent somebody down from firm who built the transmitters, and he confirmed it. And since the 18th of August, we have our own staff down there for engineers, and they are preparing everything to restart with the transmissions as soon as the electricity is available.
Because you don't generate your own power there, do you?
No, you can't do this in a country where you don't have access to a big harbor, because all the fuel had to be brought in. We are relying on the national power supply, and there are some information that it might come back by the end of September, beginning October, of course with some limited power, but this could enable us to start broadcasting at least with one or two transmitters and reduce power.
Peter Zenger.
Radio Netherlands, with nearly half a gigawatt of good ideas.
The Dutch service of Radio Netherlands has started a three-month experiment with a voice response system which provides details of our transmission schedule over the phone using sampled speech that's been stored on a hard disk of a computer. By dialing Hilversum 724-299, you can find out the times and recommended frequencies for the Dutch broadcasts wherever you are in the world. In addition, if you leave your fax number, the system here at Radio Netherlands will fax you back the entire Dutch language transmission schedule.
U bent verbonden met de frequentieinformatielijn van Radio Nederland Wereldomroep. Dit is het hoofdmenu.
That's what it sounds like. Later in the year, we plan to offer a similar service in English, which should answer the demand for more topical information about our transmission schedule and special programs that are coming up. The number again is 31 for Holland, then 35724299 for the Dutch service. By the way, between now and next Monday the 12th, reception of our broadcasts in Asia between 13:30 and 16:25 UTC on 9890 and 15150 kHz only, maybe a little bit weaker than usual. They're doing some maintenance work to the generators on the island of Madagascar, and that's meant a temporary switch to half power, that is 150 kilowatts, at our relay station off the coast of mainland Africa. The reorganisation at Radio Netherlands is now entering a new phase since the publication of the Board of Governors' final decision at the end of August. Direct transmissions in French and Portuguese will stop on September the 24th. Arabic language transmissions have already been suspended. Transmissions on shortwave in Dutch, English, Spanish and Indonesian will continue. Placement projects in French for Africa and Europe and in Portuguese for Brazil will start very shortly. The new winter transmission schedule includes a shift in emphasis for the English transmissions to Europe. Because the sunspot numbers are at such a low level, shortwave signals at lunchtime are skipping over Britain at the moment, and during the coming winter may provide even more problems. To supplement this, then, we're introducing a two-hour medium-wave transmission in English starting at 21:30 UTC, using the Kaliningrad transmitter site in Russia on 1386 kHz. The time again, 21:30 UTC, 1386 kHz. Our satellite usage on Astra for Europe and Galaxy 5 in North America via the World Radio Network remains unchanged. Now here's Ginger de Silva with news of what's happening in the commercial world here in Holland.
The start of the Dutch commercial radio station AM News has been put on hold. The quote organization behind the station has so far been unable to get planning permission from any local authority in Holland to put up a 130-meter medium-wave tower for 1395 kilohertz. There's an added complication in that although Holland was allocated 1395 at an international ITU conference in 1978, it hasn't used it so far. Radio Tirana in Albania has, and with its highly directional antennas, the predicted satisfactory nighttime coverage of AM News is not much larger than a radius of 40 kilometers, even with up to 500 kilowatts of power. The director of Quote, Martin van den Bigelaar, says they are continuing to look for a possible transmitter site. They're also lobbying the newly installed Dutch cabinet to take away 747 kHz from the Dutch public broadcasters who run the news network Radio 1 on that channel and give it to AM News. Last year, though, there was a huge lobby by truck drivers who persuaded the government that although Radio 1 is also heard on FM in Holland, 747 kHz was ideal for those on the move just across the borders. AM News says that if the cabinet decides in their favor, they could be on the air within 9 months.
Well, what else has been happening? Well, some curious contrast in the USA right now. Fidel Castro complained to the US authorities that an anti-Castro pirate radio station was on the air, called Haciendas Las Carolinas, and clearly linked to the Cuban National Front. FCC monitors used long-range and mobile direction-finding equipment to trace the station to a farmhouse outside Salinas, Puerto Rico. They then closed it down. On the other hand, the US government appears to be ignoring FCC power limits, which apply to most US broadcasters, and has doubled the power of its medium-wave transmitter site in Marathon on the Florida Keys. 1180 kHz carries the programming of Radio Martí, now with 100 kilowatts. On August the 20th, the Voice of America increased the number of shortwave frequencies from 6 to 17 being used by Radio Martí, spread over the 24-hour period. Don Rhodes in Yarra Glen, Australia, notes Radio Martí in his part of the world at 10 hours UTC, using 6030 as well as 6055 kHz, and made this recording.
Atención a los oyentes que nos escuchan en onda corta. Radio Martí cuenta ahora con nuevas frecuencias.
The announcement there about the new frequencies. Television Martí has also expanded from 2.5 to 4.5 hours a day, although much of its programming is still in the middle of the night in the target area of Cuba. Many of the extra shortwave frequencies are coming out of Bethany in Ohio, which has 6 250 kilowatt transmitters. Yet it appears the Bethany site could close on the 1st of December. The US Congress passed the International Broadcasting Act of 1994 in the spring of this year, but the legislation was short on details. VOA and Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty were given 120 days to come up with the proposals to consolidate their two broadcasting services, especially on the engineering side. Last week, the final draft of the plan was sent to the White House, but what with the Labor Day holiday this past weekend, there's been no official comment so far, apart from the labour unions, who've leaked some of the details to the press. The Daily Reflector, a newspaper in Greenville, North Carolina, says that just over half of the 90 employees that work at the Greenville transmitter site will have to leave, as part of the site is being mothballed. There are 23 transmitters there, spread over two transmission sites. Employees at Bethany in Ohio were told that the site could close in December of this year. John Vodnik, one of the engineers at Bethany, is in Washington next week to start an extensive lobby to make sure the draft proposal doesn't become final. There may be more cutbacks. Transmissions from a site in Portugal at Maxiquiro, which was opened in 1992 with 6 500-kilowatt transmitters and is run by Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty, may also go silent as soon as Sunday, the 25th of September. In addition, it looks like language services at Voice of America and Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty will be reduced, but not eliminated. This is in contrast to the discussions about 18 months ago, when it was assumed that any duplication of languages between the two stations would be eliminated, with the exception of Russian. Now the conclusion seems to be that each station will simply do less.
Radio Netherlands in magnificent mono.
Next week in the show, we'll be answering questions about our new satellite service to North America and reviewing a new magazine from Grove Enterprises called Satellite Times.
In other satellite news, the Ministry of Information in Kuwait has made an interesting move to ensure citizens watch the TV news on Channel 1 at 9 p.m. and midnight. For the duration of the news bulletins, the terrestrial rebroadcasts of foreign stations, like the Middle East Broadcasting Center out of London, are simply switched off, so only the few with satellite dishes can watch the foreign competition. The Kuwaiti Communications Ministry says it's quite normal, and neighboring countries do it too. And there's obvious jubilation in the satellite shops in the Netherlands now that hackers appear to have found a new way to beat the VideoCrypt coding used by Sky Television out of the UK. A few months ago, Sky altered its scrambling method, disabling all the pirate cards across continental Europe and the UK. Now the pirates are using original Series 9 cards, which have been bought for the basic number of channels, and then, by unblocking the chip cards with a computer, the viewer is able to see the movie channels. A piece of electronic hardware is used to prevent Sky switching off the cards again from London. But in the race to design the perfect encryption system, Sky will certainly do something to beat this development. The main problem is that the equipment being sold by the dealers to view illegally doesn't itself infringe any UK patents.
Media at Work. News from the World Radio TV Handbook editorial offices in Amsterdam. Here's Andy Sennett.
Yes, first an update to something I reported last month. I mentioned then that the commercial station Holland FM was planning to start broadcasting on 1224 kHz from the radio ship Communicator on the 31st of August. Unfortunately, they weren't able to make that deadline, but they're now planning to start from the ship on the 15th of September. They're currently still using that temporary transmitter at Lopik.
And when they do start broadcasting, we plan to go out there and have a look. Now some news from further afield.
Yes, also last month I mentioned that the high-power Russian longwave transmitter near Moscow on 261 kHz was off the air, with no money to repair it. Well, apparently they did find a solution, because Ola Alm in Sweden tells me that it came back on the air at full strength on the 28th of August. However, things are still looking bleak for shortwave transmissions from the CIS. Ola tells me that the Kopani transmitter site in the Ukraine has now been silent for over a month, while in Kazakhstan, the high-power transmitters that had been carrying the foreign service have gone off the air. The low-powered former jamming transmitters are still in operation, as are the relays of Alma-Ata via Novosibirsk on 3955 kHz, Kiev on 5960 and 6010 kHz, and Moscow on 9690 and 21490 kHz. And Ole also hears the foreign service of Alma-Ata in English on the long-wave frequency of 243 kHz.
But the Radio Netherlands relay via Alma-Ata is still on the air as scheduled, the frequency 12025 kHz at midnight 30 UTC for the three-hour transmission to South Asia. This Saturday, September the 10th, Adventist World Radio will put out a special transmission as part of the Nordic DX Championships. Look out for the broadcast via Samara, the transmitter site in Russia, at 16 hours UTC on 15125 kHz. 16 hours 15125 kHz with 250 kilowatts of power. Incidentally, the organisers of the DX Championships also try to get a special series of broadcasts over Pitcairn Radio, but the governor of Pitcairn Island, who actually resides in Auckland, New Zealand, turned down the request. Andy, back to the Commonwealth of Independent States, there are some locally produced programmes on shortwave from the CIS.
Yes, and that includes the self-declared Dniester Republic in Moldova. Tom Sundstrom in the USA tells me that he's been hearing Radio Dniester International with his English programme at 2030 UTC on 11750 kHz, 11750, although they're still announcing 15295 kHz. Then at 21 hours on 11750, Radio Moscow World Service continues.
Mind you, it's not only in the Commonwealth of Independent States that stations have been going off the air.
That's right, quite a lot of people have been commenting on the bulletin boards lately that they've been unable to hear WRNO in New Orleans, USA. Well, Brian Carling reports via FidoNet that they blew the output state of their transmitter, and that's put them off the air for 2 or 3 weeks. Meanwhile, Max van Arnhem here in the Netherlands reports reception of another US shortwave station, KJES, in Bardo, Texas. Max heard them with a station identification in Spanish at 2058 UTC, and the frequency was 15383.8 kHz, So apparently they're having transmitter problems of a different kind.
Dit was Media Network, samengesteld voor Radio Nederland. Copyright 1994. Tot de volgende keer.
I've been doing some listening between 3 and 30 megawatts. It's, some people get static, some people get far off countries. I just get a headache.
Serving the universe from Flevo, Radio Netherlands, with relays in Russia, Bonaire, and Madagascar. Any questions?
And that's where we end this nostalgic trip back into the Media Network audio archives from 1981 to October 2000. If you find all this stuff interesting, you might want to explore the Critical Distance website, where you can find more vintage audio shows, but also peruse recent video interviews I've made in the course of my travels around the world. Some of the videos actually follow up on points raised in the Media Network programme. So zip over to www.jonathanmarks.com for more details. In the meantime, this is Jonathan Marks saying back soon. Bye for now.